Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It takes a lot to be a saint in the official sense. You see, officially, saints are those who lived heroically virtuous lives, offered their life for others, or were martyred for the faith, and who are worthy of imitation. So that in that official sense, only the deceased can be saints, and only after rigorous process of investigation to determine that the person in question really was virtuous, lived for others, and was worthy of imitation. Now, part of that whole official process includes the work of a devil's advocate. I know we've all heard the term, but it's an official term in the process of making a saint. A devil's advocate is a person looking for reasons why that person shouldn't be a saint, showing that that person is merely human. And only after determined research and the proof of not one, but two miracles, can someone be called a saint. It takes a lot to be a saint in the official sense. Today, we celebrate All Saints Sunday, and we recognize all around us. It's not just that we're no longer Roman Catholic. It's not just because we think they're wrong. Luther borrowed from the Apostle Paul when Paul was talking to all of the saints in the church of Galatia. So for us, it is to all of the saints. It's St. John's Lutheran Church, Sydney, Ohio. So that's us, all of us. And of course, we would love if people would recognize us for our virtuous lives. And we all think that we would be willing to offer our lives for another. But most of us know that if those are really the requirements to be saints, we are unlikely saints. The saints that we celebrate today are made whole by the grace of God. If it's left to me alone, I have no chance. There is no way that I can ever be virtuous enough. Any devil's advocate worth their title would come up with all sorts of reasons why I am just human, unworthy, and lost. But the good news that we hear today, the amazing news that we celebrate today, is that instead of a devil's advocate, we have the grace advocate, Jesus, our Lord, who speaks for all of us. Jesus knows that we are human and fallible, lost on our own, and Jesus gives to us the love of God regardless. We don't earn that love, but rather in the love of God shown to us in the living and teaching, the helping and healing and suffering, dying and rising of Jesus, we have hope. Because of Jesus, we are saints. Woo-hoo. From the prophet Daniel today, we see a vision that encompasses the empires that arose out of history: Babylon, the Medes, the Persians, and the Greeks. And the vision to Daniel showed that no matter how impressive these empires, their emperors, the wealth and power that they flexed, all of those empires were destined to end. Daniel reminds us that it is only the kingdom of the Most High, that it is only lives lived in relationship with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that last forever, forever and ever. Jesus, in the Beatitudes from Luke, looks at our lives, lives of plenty and lives of want, and he beckons us to turn to God. If we are hungry and cold, poor and tired, weeping in grief or in agony, we are blessed. Now, the world may see and say otherwise. The world may call all of those folks lost and least and cast them out. God does not. God doesn't cast out any, whether poor or poor in spirit, whether hungry or hungering for righteousness. God's love surrounds them all, surrounds all of us. Jesus also reminds us that if we think that because of who we are or what we have or how great our life is that we are really all that and a bag of chips, look to those empires in Daniel and remember that life is lived every single day. Jesus warns us not to count on our own virtue, but instead to turn to God and live. But then to make it even harder, Jesus then tells us to treat the people around us like God treats us. Jesus says, love your enemies. Can you think of a more difficult or perhaps even preposterous recommendation? I have been told by some that the things that Jesus says, turn the other cheek, if they take your cloak, give them your shirt, all the rest of that, that all that Jesus says in the rest of that passage turns us into doormats. But what Jesus is guiding us toward is the realization that that is exactly how God treats us. We are the enemies. We ignore and abuse, we strike at, we take credit, we treat others as worthless, and God still loves us. God forgives us, saves us from temptation, and walks with us into the world to care for neighbors and friends, strangers, and yes, even enemies. And so for us, to love our enemies becomes a goal for us to strive toward. It becomes a reminder of how the grace of God has changed our lives so that it can inspire us to use that grace for the sake of another. We really can live like saints. And then in Ephesians, we hear that in Christ we have obtained an inheritance. This inheritance is for our redemption, and it is to set us to lives of purpose so that we can live like Jesus lived. We didn't earn that because we can't. We could never buy it or steal it. It is ours as a gift. It's an inheritance which speaks to how God sees us as children and heirs. We are the body of Christ and the communion of saints because of God's power and wisdom, God's patience and peace, God's presence in our lives as we go into the world to share the love that God gives us. And so today we celebrate the saints, which means, of course, that we could then celebrate ourselves, which seems a little inappropriate. And so today, primarily, we recall those who have gone before us. Today, we remember the lives shared with us, the lives that shared God's love with us. And it is good for us to take the time in gratitude so that we can remember the stories, that we can recall their deeds, and we can give thanks and praise to our God of grace. None of these that we remember today will ever have the official title of venerable or blessed, but they are saints, made so by our grace advocate, our Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't really take much to be a saint, only the grace of God. So may we commit today to live lives as saints, sharing the love, the forgiveness, the grace, and salvation that God gives to us so freely. I hope that we will be inspired by all the loved ones that we remember, as well as by the life of Jesus. We are saints, part of that great communion, and God loves you all. So share that love and celebrate the goodness that we have all seen. Amen.